It's time now, though, to continue Finsider's Awards Week. Yesterday, it was the play of the year. Reggie Bush's 18-yard touchdown run at Indianapolis
loved
won
it.
Remember, he's breaking ankles the whole nine yards. Before that, you had the Rookie of the Year, which was Ryan Tannehill, and the Most Improved Player of the Year, which was Rashad Jones. Tomorrow,
DB
is the MVP. Tomorrow, the MVP. Today, though, we got two. Offensive Player of the Year for the Miami Dolphins and Defensive Player of the Year for the Miami Dolphins. Now, as we say every day, here's how this thing works. John, you get one vote. Sam, you get one vote.
I'll take it.
I get one vote. And then the live chat gets a collective vote. They'll put up a poll question, and whoever has the highest percentage of votes, that counts as one. And in the case of a tie, today, Tristan is the tie-breaking joke. Vote.
Too much time in the catfish.
I'll bite. All right, so we'll start here. Offensive Player of the Year. You ready for the nominees?
Yes.
Offensive Player of the Year starts with one, Reggie Bush, veteran leader in Joe Philbin's first year. He follows up his first career 1,000-yard season with another nearly 1,000-yard season. He had 172 yards week two against Oakland in the first win of the season. Later in the year, the pass catching really came in as well. In total, 2012, 986 rushing yards, six touchdowns running, 35 catches for 292 yards, and two more touchdowns. The Dolphins did not, as we know, score a ton of touchdowns in 2012. Reggie Bush scored eight of them, six on the ground, two through the air. Reggie Bush, nominee number one for Offensive Player of the Year. Next up, wide receiver Brian Hartline burst onto the scene with a breakout 2012. Week four, the greatest day a Dolphin receiver has ever had. 253 receiving yards out in the desert against the Cardinals. And he finished with 1,083 yards on the season, became just the eighth player in Dolphins history with 1,000 receiving yards in a single season. Up next, Mike Pouncey, the center. How about that? Some love for the guys up front on the offensive line. Didn't get the Pro Bowl nod. His brother did. But nonetheless, clearly one of the elite centers in the National Football League. Did a little bit of everything. And in his two-year career, Mike Pouncey, 32 games, 32 starts. So he's been there each and every week. And
durable.
Finally, Ryan Tannehill is the fourth and final nominee for Offensive Player of the Year. He was named Rookie of the Year on Monday. Got the starting job in the preseason. Never gave it up. Became the first quarterback in franchise history as a rookie to start all 16 games. Broke Dan Marino's rookie passing record with almost 3,300 yards. Final stats, 3,294 yards, 12 touchdowns, and 13 interceptions. Those are your nominees for Offensive Player of the Year. Reggie Bush, Brian Hartline, Mike Pouncey, and Ryan Tannehill. John gets a vote, Sam gets a vote, I get a vote, and the live chat will get a vote. We'll begin with Conjecture.
Well, you can make an argument. I mean, Ryan Tannehill was already named the Rookie of the Year by us, and he had a terrific season coming out and doing things rookie quarterbacks haven't done for the Miami Dolphins. Mike Pouncey, 32 starts out of 32 possible games. One of those guys, he's dependable, he's dominant, should have been a Pro Bowler, can easily go with Mike. But my decision comes down to Reggie Bush or Brian Hartline, and I think I'm going to go with Reggie Bush only because he made his plays count for points on the scoreboard, and that was a big difference in this season. I think Brian Hartline may be on my list for something bigger in the future. But Reggie Bush was the offensive MVP for me this year because he was able to, you know, score eight touchdowns, be dynamic at times, break off the big run, and also be utilized as a passing running back, pass-catching running back. So I think Reggie Bush is my offensive MVP.
All right, one vote for Reggie Bush.
One vote for Reggie Bush, and it was a good vote. When you look at the different guys that's on this ballot, Bush, Hartline, Pouncey, Tannehill, all of them deserve this, but it can only go to one person. You can have that cold, but I'm not going to give a cold. And I know Jesse will have a fit if I was to have to. You know, we have a tie, so I'm going to go with this person.
There's no worries about a tie. You do what you got to do.
All right, don't worry about it. Well, let's go like this. I understand your point, but I'm going to go with this one. A guy that stretches the field, opens up the defense, and allows those running backs to do those things. And it's a quarterback's dream to be able to throw the ball down the field. I'm going to go with Brian Hartline. This guy, he didn't have any offseason conditioning. He didn't have any OTAs, missed a lot of training. Didn't even know if he was going to be on this roster, on this football team, but the day that he came and he got back into that bubble, he came out, he made plays. Big play, big games, set milestones and things throughout the course of the season. One of those breakout seasons, I'm giving my MVP to Brian Hartline.
All right, I like it a lot, and certainly you can make an argument for Brian Hartline. You also have to think about, you know, what he did for Ryan Tannehill.
Correct.
And how big he was for the development of Ryan Tannehill this year. Hartline, look, it's one of the best seasons from a yardage standpoint that a Dolphin receiver has ever had. However, one touchdown. And that's not all on him, obviously. But I'm with John. I'm going Reggie Bush on this one. I think the eight touchdowns really are the main thing for me. Six rushing touchdowns for Reggie Bush, two receiving touchdowns. Again, Dolphins didn't score enough TDs this year, and Reggie Bush led the way in that department. I'm going to say Reggie Bush is my offensive player of the year. So two votes for Reggie, one for Hartline. We turn to the live chat, and Reggie Bush gets the vote from the live chat. So that's three for Reggie, and that seals the deal. 39% in the live chat say Reggie Bush. How about Hartline and Pouncey, each with 22% in the live chat, and then Tannehill with 17%. Everybody getting represented very nicely there. Nice to be able to have this kind of problem. But yeah, Pouncey, look, he was there, as you said, week in and week out, consistently a part of it. But Reggie Bush takes it home. So congratulations to Reggie Bush. There's no trophy or anything, no certificate. Yeah. You know, pat on the back.
Good. Yeah,
pat on the back. What we say. So we pat Reggie on the back here, and Reggie couldn't be here today to accept his award, but nonetheless, congratulations.
And I'll accept it on his behalf.
Okay.
There you go.
You've been pat on the back. So Reggie Bush is the offensive player of the year as Finsider's Awards Week rolls on. So there you go. All right, how about we do defensive player of the week?
Let's just
start right up. Defensive player of the year. We will start with the middle linebacker, the heart of that linebacking core, the soul one of them, at least, of that linebacking core. I don't want to insult Kevin Burnett. Carlos Dansby is our first nominee for Defensive Player of the Year. He was the traffic director in Kevin Coyle's new defensive scheme. Totally new system than the previous year, but no problem. The nine-year vet, as consistent as ever. Team high 133 total tackles. Also had a sack, nine passes defensed. It was a big year for Carlos Dansby. Now, as a fan, you watch week in and week out. There weren't the interceptions, maybe, or the fumbles, but he played a really, really solid linebacker for the Dolphins. Carlos Dansby, the first nominee for Defensive Player of the Year. Up next, safety Rashad Jones, who on Tuesday was voted the Finsider's Most Improved Player, emerged as really a dynamic player in the secondary and a playmaker on defense for the Miami Dolphins. 95 total tackles, a sack, four interceptions, and two forced fumbles for Rashad Jones. He's already got an award this week. Will Rashad Jones take home a second award as Defensive Player of the Year? Up next, it's Randy Starks, nine-year veteran, five seasons in Miami, and a force on the defensive line. New scheme, 3-4, 4-3, no problem for Randy Starks. 27 tackles, 4.5 sacks, and of course, an interception. Starks Island came back in 2012. Finally, Defensive Player of the Year nominee, Cam Wake. All-Pro in 2012, first-team All-Pro opposite J.J. Watt. Finished the season with a career-high 15 sacks, forced three fumbles. Keeps getting better and better every year. He's headed to Hawaii next week for the Pro Bowl. And there you go. Those are the nominees for Defensive Player of the Year. Carlos Dansby, Rashad Jones, Randy Starks, and Cam Wake. John?
Well, you could say a lot about all these guys. We talked about Rashad Jones already. He was the most improved player that we voted on and had a terrific season because he was able to make plays out of the secondary. Carlos Dansby, first time, I believe, in his career, he's been over 100 tackles throughout the season, and he was a guy that was in place a lot, made a lot of plays, probably could have had a bigger season had he caught onto the football with some of those interception opportunities that he had, but had an outstanding year in the middle of that Dolphin defense. Randy Starks, you didn't mention the one interception. That's the play you always talk about, you always think about with Randy, but you miss how steady he is at the point of impact on that offensive and defensive lines at the line of scrimmage. So he does such a good job holding it down. But Cam Wake's my pick for defensive MVP. Just too many numbers in his favor, the sacks, the strip fumbles, the quarterback hits. I believe he had 28 quarterback hits this season, and he was all over the football field. And the thing that really established him this year from the other years in a Miami Dolphins uniform was how consistent he was against the run. He was able to be in every down defensive end, and he gets my pick.
definitely, I really like that pick. And when you look at Carlos, one of those guys that really lead by his play, you know, pretty much the majority of the second half of the season, played with an injury, played through it, and still was a dominating force. You look at Randy Starks, that guy that can be able to switch from a defensive tackle, going out to the outside, playing defensive end, always there for you, knocking balls down, creating turnovers also, and defensive backs. I mean, to be even placed in this category is really, really good, because we don't get those opportunities as much as other people to put our hands on the ball, but to come up with impactful situation. Rashad Jones created 6 turnovers out of the 17s of the Miami Dolphins, but that the one person that you really have to rely on, I'm with you, John, Cameron Wake. This guy was relentless. At the beginning of the season, everybody was saying, hey, where's Cameron Wake? Where's Cameron Wake? And Coach Philbin talked about it. Listen, and when I watched the film, even though he's not getting these sacks right now, he's an impactful player from the beginning of the season all the way to the end. He was able to fight through it, come up with 15 sacks, 3 forced fumble, going to the Pro Bowl. My MVP on defense, Cameron Wake.
I'm with you. Make it 3 for 3. And I imagine it's going to be 4 for 4 in the live chat. Cam Wake, the best player on this defense. Yep. Rashad Jones had a great year. I love having Carlos Dansby on this team. I think he means a lot.
Correct.
Randy Starks, one of several guys up front. Paul Solei, also Jared Andre, who really contributed to what was the strength of the defense this year for the Miami Dolphins. But I don't think anybody can argue that Cam Wake is the best player on this defense. So I vote for him. And in the live chat, 87% say wow. Cam Wake. Rashad Jones gets the rest of the votes. So it is unanimous. Congratulations to Cameron Wake. He has been named the defensive player of the year for the Miami Dolphins. He also could not be here to accept his award this afternoon. So we'll give Sam the pat on the back.
And I'll pass this one to John.
Yeah, and very nice of you. So Cam is the defensive player of the year. Reggie Bush, the offensive player of the year.